Hey, let's get to some of the agenda items the fans have asked. They want to know all about BYU and basketball scheduling, first of all.
What?
Or I will be in a lot of hot water there. Obviously, they have some openings with Utah pulling out. So, in basketball, Kurt, where are your needs? And I know there's a guy on the basketball staff that does a lot of this work, too.
Yeah. Well, much like football, before we move forward with deciding who we play in non-conference, I have to have that conversation with Leon. I think those two teams are very attractive to at least get them at some point down the road, and would certainly, at least from my standpoint, would love to have either one of those teams in Taco Bell Arena. And, I'll talk with Leon going forward, seeing kind of how we want to set that up and who we want to play. And, I would have no problem reaching out and seeing if we can get them on the schedule.
Unfortunately, I've been a pretty harsh critic of the Boise State basketball non-conference schedule. And I think you've, under Coach Rice, it's gotten better. And lately it's gotten better, but on the road. And I know the challenges of getting a good team at home, and certainly Oregon qualifies for that this year. Is it important for you to have at least one of those kinds of games on the home schedule every single year?
No doubt. And I do applaud Leon. I mean, any coach that's willing to go play Arizona, Michigan State, Arizona away from home, I'm just proud of those guys. I really think those games are going to pay off, but you certainly would want to, have them back. The Oregon deal actually is here, and then two away, and so it was a two-for-one deal, and sometimes that's what you got to do, but I'm not interested in going and playing, all these great teams on the road all the time. I would really like to have some conversations with our head coach, and if he's amenable to, having those conversations, I certainly want to reach out and see if there's a way to get home and homes. And in basketball, that's really, really tough to do, especially with the quality of the program right now and, the danger of someone coming in to Boise and getting beat. But I think our RPI, since it's so high now, that loss is not so bad. It's a little like football, exactly how that worked out. I mean, who would have thought, Oklahoma State, Florida State, and those teams would come to Boise? And I think it's the sole reason is that if they come here and they lose, it's not a bad loss. And so I feel the same way in basketball.
Kurt Apsey is joining us. Ask the AD every Thursday here on Sports Radio. The Ticket. Cave's here, Prater there, and Kurt in the middle. JP somewhere wandering off in the studio. Julius Brown and his status with the athletic department was not defined. I think Chad Kraft of the Athletic Statesman looked into this. It looks like it's being confirmed from what we can tell. Kurt, he's no longer employed there. I talked about how difficult it is when he's a former athlete, a grad, and all of that stuff. But Pete here is asking me, your role when an assistant coach is no longer going to be with the program or not, or however that worked.
Well, I'm involved, and I'll just say this, that, there's a couple things that I don't like to make decisions about. I think it's up to the head coach. One is playing time. One is who they surround themselves with their staff. I certainly don't tell them what plays to run. I give my opinion sometimes, and they all laugh at me. But, I'm really, really good on that field from the stands. I'm one of the best players we have sitting in the stands. And so it's more of an update. What do you think? This is the direction we want to go. This is why we do or we don't want to make a change. And if they decide to do something like that, fortunately for me, I have a really good relationship with our head coach. He asks for my opinion, which I appreciate. But at the end of the day, we hired Brian Harsin to coach this football team, and one of the main responsibilities that he has is to surround himself with good people. And I'm confident that he's doing that. If we do interview assistant coaches, I do get to visit with them. I request it, but in cases, similar to something like this, I would probably have a chance to meet the people that they're talking to, and I appreciate that. But at the end of the day, Coach Harsin makes that decision, and I support him.
Well, as it related to that situation, if you will, is there going to be, because it's so sensitive with coaches' careers and all that, is it your guys' policy? Do you ever release that he's no longer with the program, or he is with the program, or is it when he's replaced? Because I guess there is some question over what happened.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, this is probably one of the questions that I can't really get into publicly, and I'm going to leave it at that for now. But when the time is right, if we have changes made in the program, we'll certainly make that public. We're just not ready to do that right now.
Another question, this from Brian. What happened to the group rate discount for basketball games? I didn't know. I've never known you guys to employ like a group salesperson or something. So I'm a little unfamiliar with that. Maybe military groups or school groups or?
Well, I know in the past, this is going to be, this is sad that I don't know this. I know we have a group rate for football. I think it's, you have to buy 20 minimum to get in there. For basketball, if we have gotten rid of it, I apologize. I can certainly have that conversation. You know, the ticket in basketball is relatively inexpensive depending on where you want to sit. We've had this mini plan and all kinds of deals depending on whether you want to sit in the mezzanine or the balcony. We've got junior prices. So, what was his name again? Daniel?
No, well, it wasn't Peter. It was, Brian.
I mean, do you even know who's texting you now? Or,
well,
or
no, these are actually tweets. Sometimes I get tweets from the Pimp and Loc BSU, I got to be careful about some of their names.
Well,
now,
you surprised me the other day when Adam Parker actually tweeted in and wanted to know if Adam Parker was the best GA we've ever had.
That was legit.
I wish I could tell you that. I assumed that we did still have our group rates. We might have it, and we just didn't publicize it as much, but... I'll tell you what, if someone's interested in coming into the arena for the next couple games and they want a group rate, I'll figure that out for them. They can call me.
All right. You can just hashtag the Ask the AD and get your answer for yourself. We have had questions as well, and at least I have, about this whole cost of attendance issue. There was a USA Today piece where they talked to the Clemson kids and Alabama kids about what do you guys do with your $4,000 or your $5,000? In Boise State's case, the full cost of attendance checks, if you will, were $5,486 for if you were out of state, living off campus, or as little as $4,686 if you were an in-state kid, a freshman, if you will, living on campus. How is this stuff doled out to these kids, lump sum, monthly? Yeah. How is this whole process going?
It's a monthly stipend over a nine-month period, the academic year. So they get a monthly check from us that will equal the full amount over that course of the time. And it depends also on how much of a scholarship you get. So, for example, if you're a student athlete here who is on a full scholarship, you would get 100% of that money. If you were on a half ride for some reason, you would get 50% of that total and so on. So,
okay, so tennis and some of the other sports split up scholarships.
Exactly.
What about now, if the scholarship check before, Kurt, for a scholarship football athlete was, say, $600 a month, $700 somewhere. And I think that's fairly realistic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kids living off campus.
Yeah.
So this would be tagged on top of that.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
So I'm not too far in line saying the kid's walking around $1,100 a month. I mean, we all, yeah. I don't even think it's funny because in some kids coming from certain backgrounds, their mom's saying, now what?
Right.
You get $1,100 net? Is that taxed?
A little different when we were in school.
Is that taxed, too?
There's no doubt about that. No.
Wow, tax-free. Yeah.
But I think you have to look at it and say, okay, but with that check, they got to pay their rent,
right.
They got to pay their bills, they got to buy their food.
You know, well, I did it on $300, but that's immaterial.
Same with me. Yeah, there was a lot of Top Ramen nights 30 years ago. So,
and as part of what Jeff was reading there and what he talked about earlier in the show was, you know, part of the story is that, you know, there's some guys going and getting tattoos or buying hoverboards and, you know, the intentions are good, and for the most part, let's take care of the student athletes and make sure they have their daily needs taken care of. But you know there's going to be some of that. Will the NCAA, all the way down to campuses, kind of keep an eye on that stuff, gather anecdotal evidence, and sit down in 3 years and say, I got too many kids with too many hoverboards. Let's talk about this again.
You know, I think those are based on the amount of kids these days that are receiving cost of attendance. I'm just going to assume that that's probably not a big number. Those are exceptions. I don't know if it's real popular on campuses. I would think that if that became big news and a lot of schools started talking about it, that the NCAA might step in and go, you know, time out. Wait a minute. I don't see that happening though. They took some time, obviously, making this decision, and to go back now, I think that's really difficult because now you're recruiting a kid who you want to come to your school for 4 years, and you've promised this, and they're choosing your school maybe over another school. So what do you do? You know, after his sophomore year, you go, wait a minute, time out. We're gonna change the rules here. I think that's going to be real difficult. If we're making promises to kids, I think we have to live up to them. I have a whole nother opinion on cost of attendance, you know, in itself. But at the same time, I think in order for that to change, that's down the road, and that would have to be probably a lot more detailed and researched by many different groups, and you know, including the NC2A, and I just don't see that happening.
Do you want to give them more or less, or is it something else that you think about?
You know, Mike, I just look back to when I was in college. I mean, my goodness, I was in debt, and it's funny. I've been in this business for a long time, and I've been around scholarships my whole life, and I never really truly realized how important they were until my kids went to school. I mean, isn't that, when you think about that, sure. You just, you know, God, this guy's been around college athletics forever, and now he's just realizing how important scholarships are. But when it hits home, you know, my daughter's going to Carroll College, and when I was the AD there was kind of something set up there where she was able to go for very little or nothing. Well, now, guess what? I don't get that anymore. And so now she's done great. She's on some academic money and some scholarship money, but still that bill's a heck of a lot different from Boise than it was in Helena, Montana. So I just respect it a lot more because it's personal now for me. And a full ride scholarship to get an education and to play at Boise State is just an unbelievable privilege to me. And, you know, in terms of cost of attendance, they came up with that formula and they decided that they were going to do it and it wasn't fair and all that kind of stuff. And for me, I just look back to when we were in college and how hard it was. And to be honest with you, I think it made me a better man, just respecting the dollar a little bit more. But I think for the most part, at least our kids at Boise State, I don't see them abusing it. And, you know, if they've got a couple extra bucks left in their pocket and they want to buy something nice, you know, for now, I really don't have a problem with that.
All right, I got to get this in from Murph. He's still haunting us, Prater.
Never goes away.
And he didn't listen to the show, JP, which shouldn't surprise us.
Is this the one and only
Murph? The Murph from the
East.
He's out of line.
This is the East Coast Murph now? Is
yes.
That who this is?
Okay. And he is out of line. And he's all already. Right. But I don't know that we did formalize this. Do you know how the Mountain West is going to vote on that Big 12 ACC proposal to dereg the conference championship football games? Is that done yet?
Yeah, I do know how they're going to vote. Unfortunately, I'm probably not the guy you need to ask.
Oh, okay.
If you guys want that information
so no comment.
From the conference.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Murph.
Yeah, well, he asked. That's what I assumed, but yeah, I just thought I'd ask the question.
I'd love to answer it. I just don't know if that's something public or if we're able to talk about it. So since I don't know, I'm not going to say anything.
All right. And Jarrett, who is otherwise known as Nevada Hal, which so really confuses me, wants to know if Boise State would ever take a look at this, consider doing an outside hockey game like the Winter Classic. He's taken the time to take Albertson Stadium and put out some ice, put a big Bronco head out there, and wants to know if you would ever consider doing this to make a few bucks, I assume.
That's a spectacular picture.
That is a spectacular. Hey, we put a grass field and played an international soccer match
on
the Brew. So I think our facilities guys would have a heart attack if they saw that picture. But hey, I'm open to anything. I think that'd be kind of neat if we could do something like that. I don't know what it entails or if our field would even, you know, be able to handle that. I know that I know that the size is right, but I just wonder what kind of support you have to have under that and, you know, when we would do it. You know, you never know. You might put that ice out there in February and it's 65 degrees outside and all of a sudden they're swimming on the ice. So I don't know.
But I'll
never say no, though.
But, you know, and talking to the Steelheads, they floated that idea before.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think they've contacted you guys a couple of times to have some preliminary. I don't know if that was before you were there or after or in the middle. And I don't know if they've contacted you since. There may have even been a little bit more excitement and ideas floating around after the soccer game this year. So I know the Steelheads would love to do it. We could all pull it off, but who's got the cash, right?
Well, you know, it's kind of like the soccer match. I mean, those guys came to us, and it really didn't cost Boise State much. I mean, there was I wasn't here for the game, so I was involved in the planning a little bit, and then I left. So, but I heard it was a great event. I think there were some complaints about whether or not they could get a cold beer within 5 minutes. But other than that, everyone I've talked to really enjoyed, I think, going to the game. And you know, it's a great venue, and if it's something that we could pull off, it wouldn't hurt our field if the timing was right and all that. I have not personally been contacted by anybody to do it, and, you know, if I do, we'll certainly address that when we have to.
All right, Kurt, last question. Ask the AD with Kurt Apsey every Thursday here on Sports Radio The Ticket with Caves and Prater. Somebody complimented you for actually coming in here and
putting up with Caves and Prater?
They didn't put it that way. They didn't put it that way, Prater. Don't get carried away, but they did said that they did appreciate you, that you were willing to come onto the show and do this and talk to the fans,
yeah,
talk to the people who, I guess, pay the bills. And the other question has to do more back on this cost of attendance thing. I remember there was some debate about bowl games, flying parents, hotel rooms. There was a stipend that was going to be available. Mm-hmm. Was that New Year's Day 6 bowl games only? Is that ever been fully defined? Because I remember there was some gray area there. Are you going to give them a flat number? Are you going to give them hotel rooms where the team stays? Yeah. How many people can they bring? I thought there was a lot of stuff to be decided. It was like they were reading on the move on the whole thing.
Well, it certainly is being considered. It hasn't passed. It's not something that we
have. Oh, it's not passed.
Well, I don't know if it is or not.
I think it passed.
Did it pass?
Championship,
okay,
events only, but I guess I'd have to go back,
okay,
and look at that.
Well, to my knowledge, Boise State did not do that.
But we're talking like national championship events.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was,
right,
for, was the New,
right,
Year's Day 6. I said, did they expand it to that?
Are you asking me what my thought is on it? Or
what do you think
I'm
about
sorry,
paying for mom and dad and everybody to come? I was shocked when I read that one.
Yeah.
How do you regulate that?
When does it stop?
Yeah.
I mean, really, I think it is hard to regulate. And I think, again, it's one of those things where the schools that are probably for it are the ones that can afford it, and the schools that are against it can't. So,
and some of that money may even be coming from the NCAA.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
well,
they've got
special assistance funds and all those kinds of things. And I'm sorry, I don't know more about that legislation, but
you'll
certainly going to ask that question.
You'll figure it out next time Boise State is competing for a national championship.
Well, let's put it this way. I hope that I have that challenge at some point.